This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulullah. But we are walking in back again in Ashley, which is a wide area. And the first day of sub-zero temperatures, it's now minus 3 Celsius. You can work hard the Fahrenheit for that. And also it is... It can't seem to decide whether it's raining or snowing, but it's doing both. So there is some rain which turns into snow. And I'm thinking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is cleaning us, alhamdulillah. Because the dua that we make for the janazah, Allahumma aghsilhu bil ma'i wa salju al barat, wa la do his ghusl, bathe him with rain and snow and ice. And alhamdulillah, rain and snow we have, and ice we assume, inshallah. Ask Allah for His forgiveness for us. Living in very tough times, times which are much tougher for those who are actually undergoing those things. It's also difficult for those who are. Good morning, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Very well, thank you. The lady who's saying good morning to me is at least 75 years old. And she's walking in this weather. There is a duck of some kind. I can't figure out what one it is. It's completely diving totally down into the water, disappearing, then reappears. So in this cold, doesn't stop them from feeding. And it's absolutely fabulous weather. The thing about this kind of weather is that it's cold, yes, but it's also very invigorating, if you ask me. It's in that sense, it's very, very nice. I'm making this with increasing the brightness of this to give you a better idea of what this whole thing feels like. But yeah, it reminds me of the. Come here because this is for me, this is zikr, and it's zikr in the best way, which is zikr with tajriba. Zikr with tajriba, which is zikr of experience. It's not just the zikr of repeating the glorious names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which of course is also zikr, alhamdulillah, it's very good. But this is zikr. Bil ayunina wa bi asma'ina wa dhikr bil fi bil amal wa bit tajriba. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. I thank Allah for giving me the opportunity to be in a place like this with this beauty, to be able to see this beauty and to remember Him, because at the end of the day it's as I keep reminding myself and you, everyone sees the same things, but we don't always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Instead of that, we get involved in what we are seeing and experiencing without thinking about the creator of the heavens and the earth. And that is something that we warn myself against. I have Sheikh Abdullah here with me. Ya Sheikh, shufinak. Sheikh Abdullah.
Good morning.
Salaam alaikum. This is our Sheikh Abdullah Al-Khulti.
Okay. Alhamdulillah.
And he's carrying a backpack. And he's carrying a backpack with his coffee machine in it.
Yeah, coffee. So, coffee machine with the gas and water.
And water and stuff. Yeah. And so alhamdulillah, this is what we do. So yeah, there is some rain, there is some snow, there are some turns, lake turns. I don't know, this is the phone is not the best thing for photographing birds like this. But if you can see them, there they go flying. fantastic, beautiful scenery. If you look there at the back, it's like as if there is a mist rising from the lake, and that is the difference between the temperature of the water and the temperature of the air. There are the turns. Allah Kareem, subhanAllah, it's so, so beautiful. It is cold, the rain keeps turning into snow and turns back into rain. So, I guess that's part of the game. Alhamdulillah. If anyone has any doubt about the fact that it is snowing, there you go. That is snow and it is pretty big flakes and it is wet, which means it's heavy snow. Now, one of the problems of heavy snow potentially is the fact that it settled on leaves of trees and can, if it is there in enough quantity, it can bring the tree down and with that power lines and so on. For some reason, I don't understand, America still doesn't have, by and large, underground power lines. So there's still poles and stuff which we hardly ever see in India. But you see a lot of that here. So, there you go. It's pretty heavy snow. Alhamdulillah that I'm able to walk in this snow and talk about it and make videos of it. SubhanAllah. This is still in the Ashley Reservoir area, and this is the forest that surrounds the reservoir. There's some color that you can still see. The problem with color is that most of the leaf has fallen. That's, as I said, it's a good thing in this particular situation because we don't want a lot of leaf on the trees. The fir trees are fine because the fir needles will not accumulate much snow, but the broadleaf trees can be a problem. And most of that is gone, so we kind of miss the beautiful change of color, but it comes at a cost, I guess. I thought, let me give you a shot of me also in this, so you can see what I am seeing here, and this is what I've been passing over at the back. Alhamdulillah, very, very beautiful, beautiful environment, absolutely clean. You won't believe it how clean it is. So clean. There's a bit of a wind, so we have the rain and the bits of snow also driving. So alhamdulillah, this is really subhanAllah. We have the here subhanAllah al-Azim. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.